press conferences on the Fan are brought to you by our friends at Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montroseFordAkron.com. Jeff Phelps, how geared up are you? Excited are you? Miles Garrett, press conference. Now we're talking 2025.
The season hear is from, here. That's great. I'm glad Miles is here. I'm glad he got a lot of money. I want to hear from each and every one of the four quarterbacks each and every day.
Every day?
Every day. How'd it go today, Shador?
How about all five?
Hey, Dylan, I don't need to hear from Deshaun.
Why?
Because he can't play.
Yeah, but
Hey, Dylan, how'd it go today?
Hey.
Joe, how was it? You feel like an old man?
You going to give him your generic answers here? I'm waiting for you.
Hey, Kenny, I want you to be the guy. Can you be the guy?
Well, I'm here to...
Every day.
I'm here to make the best of every opportunity that Coach Stefanski has given me, and so when I get my opportunities on the grass...
He sounds like Coach Stefanski, doesn't he?
You can't do...
Coach Stefanski.
You can't do that for a player.
Yes, what, I'm supposed to have more excitement to these questions?
Coach... You're Coach Kevigan. You can't do Kevigan you're doing Kevigan Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, we're really excited about what this is going to look like when we get these four quarterbacks going on each sides of the field, and we get them in our sevens, and we get them in our goal line situations, and really see how they're able to make the most out of the opportunities presented to them, and how they interact with their
Coach
teammates.
Coach Kevigan, is your job on the line this year?
Andy, I'm focused on one day at a time, and I focus on the things that I can control with this team and with this offense.
Coach Kevigan, will you be disappointed if you can't score more than two touchdowns a game?
Yeah, our goal is to score points and to score as many points as we can to help our defense make sure they are at their best and be at the best in all three phases of our team.
You got anything for Coach Kevigan? I'm done with him.
No, I just want to hear the real deal. I can do that during afternoon drive right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Johnny Promo just walked into the room. Thank you, Johnny.
Keep getting them checks. First and the 15th, baby. First one in line.
All I know is that we're going to hear from quarterbacks in the next 2 days, and I can't wait. Here we go.
So they just walked off the field,
do you
right?
Think that's Flacco's the guy.
Yes. Here's what I think. I think today, day one, Flacco is in the lead. I read somebody was putting out betting odds, and he was like almost at 60%, the odds-on favorite to take the snap the first game of the season.
Great.
And then pick it.
Here's why, and I'm not anti-Joe. I'm anti.
No, you are.
No, I'm not. No, what I'm anti is this.
What was the whole Curb Your Enthusiasm, Joe's, Java Joe's, right?
Mocha.
Oh, Mocha Joe's. That was it.
What I'm Mocha anti Joe's. Is this. Wait a minute. Two young guys who are rookies and one who's going into his fourth year and was a first-round draft choice couldn't beat out a 40-year-old guy.
I don't know why you have to look at it that
because
way.
Because of this. I want one of those three guys to give me hope that maybe they found a quarterback who can be here for an extended period of time. Nothing against Joe. He's not going to be here an extended period of time.
Could be here two seasons.
He's not going to be here an extended period of time. And if he is, then we're just treading water here, waiting for the dome, waiting for next year's draft, waiting for whoever you draft next year to actually figure it out. That's why I want one of the young guys to step in and give us some excitement, give us an opportunity to think that, okay, we have a guy here.
I'll tell you what's exciting.
We got a
Seeing
guy.
Seeing that we have more points on the board, more than 16, against any given team that we're playing that week.
And
I'll take and worry about the future afterwards. I need to win.
Flacco, to me, doesn't give you that chance.
You're saying Flacco. I think Flacco, much like, who do we have on yesterday that kind of blew our mind away that said, who was on with us yesterday? Said Joe Flacco gives you the best chance to win week one, hands down, against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I agree.
I disagree.
I totally agree. And if he doesn't look good and it doesn't look like it's working in the first or second quarter, then yank him. Sorry.
That's a good plan.
Well, you've got four quarterbacks. And by the way, I will still stand pat. They will not walk into game one with four quarterbacks. It doesn't make any sense in the world to walk into this thing with four quarterbacks. None. Let somebody go. Let somebody cut someone loose. And unless someone is hurt, these four quarterbacks do not need to be on the roster when the season starts. One needs to go. Who are we going to vote off of Browns Island? Oh, Berea Island. I like that better. Who's getting voted off of Berea Island? Who's starting week one,
the
Jeff?
The folks in Brook Park will be unhappy that you call it Berea Island.
Well, that's where they practice, is in Berea, Jeff. I don't know.
Well, they play in Cleveland.
They're going to play
in Brook Park.
Where do
apparently
they spend most
there's
of their
a big
time?
Difference between all of those.
Yes, a line.
I've never seen that line. Have you seen that line?
Yeah, it's right there. It's the railroad track.
Is it orange?
No, but is it the railroad track?
I don't.
Why is it so hard to turn on that street, too?
I don't
what is that,
know.
260? What is it, 260?
Honestly, I
no,
hope.
No, what's the name? Seriously, Kenny, what's the name of that freeway?
I don't know. I hope Kenny.
Yeah, you do. It's the freeway that takes you to the airport when you're coming off 480.
237.
I just couldn't remember the name of it.
I hope that Kenny Pickett shows enough that he's your starting quarterback. The guy has had some success in the league. He's been kicked around a little. Mike Martz loves him. And I hope that he can come in and run a Kevin Stefanski offense to Kevin's satisfaction, and that he wins the job. To me, that's the best case scenario. If that's not the best case scenario, to me, the best case scenario is Dylan Gabriel being Russell Wilson.
Two questions.
Circa rookie year in Seattle.
Okay. Let me break this down and make it easier. Who will start game one, Jeff Phelps? Who will start game one?
Kenny Pickett.
Dan Menigan, who will start game one?
Kenny Pickett. As of right now, Kenny Pickett.
Who do the fans want to start game one? Jeff Phelps.
Arch Manning.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think you're too far off. Who do you think the fans want to start game one for the Browns this year?
Out of the four guys
the four
who are here?
Four guys.
I don't think the fans have an overriding thought on which guy in particular. If I had to bet, it would be the two guys that I don't want, either Flacco or Sanders.
Dan, same question.
And I don't mind Shadur. I just want to give him every opportunity to succeed, and to me that means he sits right away.
All right, let me get the smart aleck answer out of the way, which might be the one you'll get.
Yeah.
Whoever wins! Okay. Now that the smart aleck answer is out of the way.
Yeah.
By the way, the smart aleck answer is also the most valid answer.
Oh, you are 100% correct over there, Mr. Phelps.
Thank you.
We know how this goes.
Okay.
Honestly, probably Shadur because he's new and shiny.
Totally.
At least give new and shiny.
I think the fans want Shadur to start. I do. And it might be an age thing, too. I think fans want Shadur to start. They want to see what he can do. I don't think he's anywhere near ready right now. He's not, and ready for that brutal six-game hammering that could happen to start the season off. That's the problem I have with it. If they had a lighter schedule, I might be more open to seeing one of the rookies start early on. They don't. They do not. That first six games is as brutal as it gets. And if you're going to go down with the ship, you might as well let Flacco drive the boat because he knows how to do it. He's
gentlemen,
had his license.
We now go to Berea for Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett.
Positive. I think guys are looking forward to get on the field, prove themselves, and just getting better each and every day.
How do you enter? It's year nine, so how do you enter the camp with expectations for yourself and this team?
Expectations are higher than ever. Expect to bounce back from last year, myself and defensively and as a team. So, the standard doesn't change, or at least it doesn't lower. It just raises and improves. I think we have guys who are older, understand, both sides of the coin. Come from a really good season, come from a really bad season. It can happen just like that. So you've got to take that into account every single day when you're training and getting to know your guys. The margins for this game are very thin.
Miles, every year you talk about raising your game, taking it to that next level, even with the defensive player of the year, the trophy case, all the accolades and all the records you've already amassed at this point in your career. So as you come into this season, have you pinpointed what the level beyond that is and how do you get there?
I mean, I expect to get to the Super Bowl. That's our expectation every year. And I expect to run back the defensive player of the year. So, you know, keeping both of those things in mind, I have to be the very best player I can be every single day, whether we're practicing or playing. You know, as soon as I step foot in the building, I have to be the best version of myself and the best leader I can possibly.
Miles, I know every year it seems like you talk about a different theme or focus for your offseason. You had to define that this year. What do you think it was?
Letting that inner voice out and everything that, you know, I try to keep in. And, you know, my inner monologue, how I, you know, go out throughout the day, you know, think about things, or just letting, you know, people hear that, you know, hear my thoughts and allow that to speak volumes and guys really, you know, grab hold of it and be able to take it and inspire them, motivate them. And so we can improve, you know, not just keeping that to myself anymore.
Miles, was there, you guys were such a good defense in 23. Was there some kind of maybe... It just rolled out and expected that last year and it didn't happen? Or how would you explain that?
How would I explain what?
Why you guys didn't play as well defensively last year as you did in 23, and do you expect this to be more like 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, we expect to raise the bar again. It's hard to stay at the very top as far as defensively, and you know, we have to come in and, you know, understand that, you know, last year is gone. You can't expect for, you know, teams not to adjust or to, you know, just things to roll over and you know, teams to fear us, especially not after 1 year. Now you have to prove that year in and year out that you'll be the same person or come back better, you know, each and every time you step on the field. And I think guys really, you know, have come to understand that now after, you know, a down year from us defensively last year.
Miles, I have a question about theme. What is the tone that you want to see on the field, especially starting today, but as you guys ramp up and get into the summer, what's the tone that needs to be set by your team?
Needs to be focused and intense. You know, needs to, you know, be intentional every time you step foot on the field, every time you walk into the classroom. You got to know exactly what you're doing and know how you can improve and improve the man next to you.
Miles, obviously quarterback's so important. So how do you view coming in not knowing which one of four guys could be your week one starter?
That's got nothing to do with me. That's all up to Kevin. And, you know, whoever he decides is the best fit for what we're trying to do offensively. You know, game one, we're gonna rock beside. And you know, I think, you know, all of these guys are very capable. And, you know, we have confidence in all of them. But, you know, the final decision's on Kevin, and, you know, we'll roll with that.
What gives you the feeling or the confidence now that you've been around this version of the 2025 Browns, the feeling that you guys can make that legit run again at a Super Bowl and playoff?
The fact that we came off such a down year and guys weren't satisfied. No, guys were, you know, really disappointed because they knew, you know, what we had in the locker room, how within ourselves, and, you know, it wouldn't be a letdown if, you know, this was an expectation. But it is, because we know we have far more in the tank. You know, we have a great core unit, you know, a lot of young guys, and, you know, there's a lot of juice to squeeze. So, you know, we're going to continue to, you know, try to find the best ways to put guys in position to make plays for us. You know, whether it's offensive, defense, and even special teams. And I think, you know, we'll really, you know, be able to turn the page, you know, this year coming up.
Is there a lesson from 2024 that collectively as a team you can carry into 2025 to not only make you a better team, but also to help you get through, you know, any adversity that eventually will pop up?
Don't take things for granted. It's never going to be easy. No matter in what position you play, you know, what your record is, what your record was. You know, you can, any given Sunday, you know, both teams have a chance. So, you know, you've got to, you know, come out and be that same player every time you step on foot on the field. You can't have a slow step. You can't, you know, forget your assignment. You know, all those things, you know, that feel like, you know, minute details, or, you know, just, you know, one bad step, you know, that can lead to, you know, a big play, a touchdown, you know, whatever it is. You know, that's how, you know, those things accumulate, and you end up, you know, where we were at last year.
Hey, given how frustrated you were at the end of last season, like, how were you able to get to this place right now where you have this optimism, you have such high expectations for this team?
You got to channel it. You know, I have such high expectations for the team because I have such high expectations for myself. You know, the team's going to go as I go. I'm going to, you know, try to be the driving factor behind that. and create a standard which everyone has to chase every single day.
Miles, what do you expect? Now you saw Mason Graham and OTAs, mini cam and all that. What do you think he can do to help this defense?
I mean, from what I've seen this offseason, I think he's worked his ass off. I've seen him in multiple different places, whether it's Pass Rush Summit, Houston with Malik, back up here after that. He's put in the work, and he's really dedicated to the craft. So I really believe he'll get out there and make a hell of an impact very early.
Miles,
couple more.
In the offseason, Denzel just, really went to bat for you, when you were having your trade demand and things like that, and he really sort of just supported the heck out of you. Talks about how the two of you together can lead this defense and this football team. So my question is, how have you seen Denzel grow as a player and as a leader? And what about the synergy between you two guys just helping to pull this team up?
Well, he's been my brother since he stepped foot on this facility grounds, and he's always had my back, and it's always been vice versa. So, and I appreciate him standing by me through everything. But he's been a leader. He's been a leader in that DB room, and I just continue to try to elevate his voice and make him heard throughout the whole team. And I think he is, but can't have anyone feeling like they can't be that leader for the entire team. And I feel like just empowering him and other leaders across the team, other players across the team to make their voices heard, leading by example, but also leading with their voice, that'll create a even more powerful environment where you can really grow and then improve.
Denzel mentioned Mason is a guy that he's keeping his eye on as an impact player, like you said, and somebody he wants to see continue to grow in camp. Is there guys on your side of the ball that you've got your eye on that you're kind of looking to see take another step or continue their development?
I'll say MJ. Now MJ for sure. I think he knows that he didn't have the year that he wanted to last year, and he had a great year before that, and he wants to continue to improve. He wants to prove that he's the guy in that room, and that should always be the mindset, no matter who's in your room, whether it's me, whether it's Denzel. You're out to show that you're the very best, whether it's on your team or across the league. And I want to see him achieve those goals for himself. Grant get back to playing at that Pro Bowl level. I want to see those linebackers step up, especially the young ones. I think DB has a lot to prove. Special Drew has a lot to prove. And who's going to be at the end next to me? And I think a lot of guys are really taking hold of that challenge. Jack has made it very, very clear that it's up for grabs. So look at it like that. You've got to attack every single day. You can't let off the gas for even one play.
Miles, back in minicamp, I know you spent a lot of time talking with DeJuan, kind of working with him. You guys are kind of going up against each other a little bit. Just what are those conversations like, and how much can you help him in a position he's trying to sort of learn and just want to use to the right side as he gets prepared for the season?
Just trying to, walking through my process while I'm rushing, what I'm seeing, what I'm trying to set up from laying bait or laying traps, and trying to get him to a point where if he can see those things in me, he can see those things in many of the other rushers across the league. I'm not the same style as those other guys, but I can try to emulate that and give him a look so he can be aware of those things and be prepared when the time comes.
You mentioned it ends on the other side of you. What have you seen out of one of the new guys, Joe? How do you think he can impact this team?
I think he's quick. I think he's explosive. And I think he works hard. He's this first time he's been asked to really rush this much. So I think he's really been up for the challenge, and he's really adapted to the new role pretty quickly. Now we just got to get all the move set defined and crystal clear. But right now, I think he's really trending in the right direction.
I know Joel and Denzel talked about this a little bit, but it seemed like in the spring, we saw more competitive periods and offense versus defense periods. And does it feel like that sense of urgency or that focus is heightened coming into camp this year?
For sure. I mean, even talking about it today, the D-line has put a real emphasis on one-on-ones during practice. Having a board, a setup for wins and losses. And just taking hold of that, looking at it where You know, the guy with the most wins is probably going to be the guy who's lining up on Sunday. You know, the guy with the who's you know, getting off the quickest, or beating this guy compared to this guy. I think all those things will be taken into account, and you know, it'll be something that the whole team pays attention to instead of just our groups individually.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
All right, there you have it. Miles Garrett getting you a little pumped up. Ready? Everybody a little excited about this? Yeah, I bet you are. Press conferences on the Fan are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montroseFordAkron.com. What in particular? By the way, Joel Bitonio.
Working hard, going.
Hang on 1 second. Joel Bitonio talked a little bit about maybe perhaps this being his last camp. We're going to get to that in a second, so keep going. Sorry.
He likes his work ethic, apparently. Likes what he's trying to do. Anxious to see what he can do on the inside. Loves the fact that he's putting in the work. And then anxious to see who might line up on the other side of him on the defensive end spot.
I like the way he said he was trying to help, you know, help out the O-lineman, trying to figure out, you know, just what he's thinking or what you might see coming from the other side. I'm sorry.
That's kind of the way it should be, isn't it?
Sometimes, biggie. You never know when you're going to get on another team. Jeff, I'm sorry. It's still a little hard for me, and I love Miles Garrett, and I love the way he plays the game. But am I the only one that's just a little bit like he wanted to leave, man? He was doing the tour, and then all of a sudden money fixed everything, which is fine. I think, you know, we all kind of get it. It's pro sports. It's no big deal. I hope his heart's in it. I mean, I'm not saying that he won't be, and I don't think – I mean, I've never seen Miles Garrett. I mean, I hope that Miles Garrett wouldn't take a playoff or do any of those things. But it's just like the whole show that went on before he finally signed that deal is still a little bit in my mind. And I can't wait.
Rubbed you the wrong way there, AB.
Well, I'm just saying I can't wait for them to play so I can completely forget about it. I need to see him back out on the field and get a couple sacks and boom, that's all forgotten. But am I the only one here in town that doesn't like – didn't forget about that? I was like, okay, well, I mean, we were seriously, we sat here and did shows talking about what the Browns could get for Miles Garrett. What kind of a trade would they make? Why don't they trade him now? What are they waiting for? Why didn't they trade him yet? He doesn't want to be here. He said he didn't want to be here. Okay, he wants to be here now. Okay? I hope so. I hope everything's good. I just need to see him get back on the field, make a couple sacks, and then we're back to square one. Am I the only one a little hesitant on this?
Yes.
I'm it, huh?
Well, out of the two of us, yeah.
Dan, you too? There's no hesitancy in that.
He's not going to phone it in, Andy. He never has. Why would he start now?
I mean, money has always talked. Money's always talked.
I mean, like, I would almost feel better like, hey, did you see how I got that bigger contract? I mean, I'd love for him to, if he would just come out and go, hey, you know what? I never really wanted to leave, but, you know, my agent and I were like, this is probably the right way to play it.
Money solves a lot of issues.
Just go play.
Well, good play and winning also solves issues, too, for the fans on the other side.
Money solves a lot of issues.
Fans don't care as long as he goes out and plays.
You really don't think fans don't care?
Nope. If he sacks quarterbacks, fans get over things in a hurry.
Yep.
I agree with that. That part I agree, and that's why I want to get there. But I don't think I'm alone.
I don't see Miles Garrett being the kind of person who starts all of a sudden going, yeah. All right, I got paid. 90%, here we come.
I hope you're right.
I just don't see how that guy operates.
Guys, I hope you're 100% off. Right. I just don't think I'm the only one that thinks that way. And I just need to see him on the field. This isn't like, I'm not going to hang on to this forever. It's just a part of me is like, okay, let's just.
He's been paid before and he cooked.
But he got paid a lot more this time than he did before.
You are correct, but he was handsomely compensated previously. And was one of the best players, if not the best player in football.
Yeah, I still think he's that guy. I want him. It's almost like you get in a fight with somebody and you're not talking and you're upset and you're mad. And then all of a sudden you walk into the room and you see them and you're like, all right, I'm over it. And you both get like, that's how I kind of feel about it. It's nothing major. It's that social awkwardness you have when you walk into the room and you've been fighting with somebody and you want to be friends and everything's good.
We pull it off daily. You don't think Miles can do it for a season? We do it daily.
I need more than a season, don't you?
Not to mention any time it wavers, you can look down and go, okay, all right, I get along with these people. Yeah. We're good. Yeah. First and the 15th, I can get along.
All right, what else do we get?
I feel better about the fact that I can not hesitate with putting guac on my burrito bowl.
See?
Oh, you don't like guac?
I love guacamole. Oh, okay. But that's a different conversation.
I just want to make sure. Okay. What else did we get out of this, Joe?
Out of Miles?
Yeah.
It was typical, but I love the Mason Graham stuff. Certainly worth a listen.
He said Super Bowl. He said our goal is to make the Super Bowl.
It should be, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
It better be his. That was what he was talking about before. He wanted to play somewhere where he could be on a contender.
Do you think he can repeat his Defensive Player of the Year? He tossed that out, too.
Oh, those are awards. He can't control those.
Let me...
Being awesome does make it easier to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Give you that.
Thanks, I learned from you.
I'm just wondering, do we have the schedule to make him the offensive player? See, the part of the defensive player of the year.
Yeah,
part of the problem.
If he goes out and gets 25 sacks, he's the defensive player of the year.
But he'll be buried up against all of his competition at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, but you know how this goes. You know, you'll type in profootballreference.com, you'll scroll down and go, damn, 25 sacks. Okay, yeah, that's
pretty good. Really good.
You'll pull up PFF and go, wow, look at that pressure rate. Damn. Yeah, okay,
that's fun. You know, I there saw. It is. Saw Watt playing the other day. He was on national TV. Yeah, you know, maybe we should have given it to him before. Not being on national TV doesn't help him. I don't know. I'm not trying to be so negative.
Yeah, you've.
I'm really not being
that. Miles came back and spoke and was optimistic, and you're going.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I need to see him play a game.
And he's going.
Get me to a game. Don't misrepresent what I'm saying. Let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more than that. And I told you about Joel Bitonio. What did he have to say? You'll hear that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.